This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right back into it. Royals tonight, 8:45. Sorry, Vern. But at least
late game.
At least you can join our show today and not tomorrow, where you have to get up really early after being up all night. Royals on the West Coast. They visit the San Francisco. Now I just want to listen to the birds. But they visit the Giants. So, boy. You gotta stick that one out, Bob. Tonight you gotta
no chance. Okay. Go to the West Coast. Sorry, man. Lights go out. Go figure out if you want in the morning. I'm not gonna be shy about that.
Yeah, no.
We'll see what happens. It's not exactly a playoff game or anything of that nature. So it's a regular season baseball game. Maybe an inning or two, and then out. And so
I will ask you this: if Caglio was making his major league debut,
of course, it's a different story. Absolutely. Yeah, okay. You got to pick and choose these things.
Right.
A random regular season game in May against the Giants on a Monday, not going to watch. But if at 9 o'clock at night, I'm saying. But if Jack Caglione's making his, absolutely, you force yourself up for that one.
Does anybody want to throw a dart at a date just randomly of Caglione making it to the major leagues?
April of next year. I'm still going to go with April of next year. I still think that's the one
like
that makes
your dartboard.
No, I know, but I feel like unless they start hitting and he can just be inserted in the lineup and be a guy and not have to be the guy, because I just don't want him up here if this team's not hitting. I just don't think it's a fair situation for him to be thrown into, because we can't control ourselves as fans, and we will have these uncontrollable expectations for this guy, and that's just not normal. So they need to go out there and make an addition outside the organization. Just let this kid play an entire year in the minors like they do. Do you think he's going to be a better player than Bobby?
No.
Okay. And Bobby had a full year in the minor leagues, right? He's arguably the best player in baseball. So
yeah.
I don't have any problem with Jack Caglione spending a year down there, a full year in the minor leagues.
I'll say July 17th.
Yeah, I was going to say 6 weeks. So it's a little past that.
Yeah, I'll say.
Or no, that's a little before that.
Because I believe that, and I'm biased right here, fanboy. So I'm in it. You're a fanboy. Thanks, Jason. I think that he's going to continue this sort of hitting in AAA. We saw a lot of it in spring training. Double A, it was a joke to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, the numbers were insane. Led the Texas League in RBIs. Gets the call up to AAA. I think he's just going to continue it. And I do get your point of he's not Bobby Witt Jr. Getting choked up over here. And he's not Bobby Witt Jr., but he doesn't have to be.
No, he does not have to be at all. Absolutely.
Bobby paved the road so that, Bobby walked so Jack could run.
Right.
Right. And I think that's what he can be. And he's never going to be that type of superstar. I don't think so. But he will be a superstar. Bobby is the third best baseball player in the world. And the only two people above him are a guy who's hitting 400 and a guy who's the best baseball player we've ever seen.
That's right.
That's where Bobby's at. Mm-hmm. So, awesome. And now what Jack Caglione can be is, he doesn't need to be Frank Thomas, but he can go be Paul Konerko. You know, he doesn't have to be Manny Ramirez, but he could be Jim Thome. And that worked out great. Those are Hall of Fame career numbers and the, and all those names that we've just mentioned. But again, like, I'm with you as well. I don't want expectations for him to have to come up and everyone think, because I would say that the
It's going to be there regardless of when he comes up.
And it's already there.
It's already there.
Because he's a giant of a human. He's a wonderful personality. And he just carries attributes that are not normal. It's like when we always tell people, go watch an NBA game in person, you'll be mesmerized.
Because you're like, go watch an NHL game in person, too. It changes your whole perspective on the game.
Right. Watching those guys and all that padding not only play hockey, but skate. And you watch him play, and you can go watch him in Omaha. He'll be there the 30th. That's when he makes his home debut, 30th, 31st that weekend. And you'll see it. And it's just, you hear the stories, the sound of the bat. We played audio, the sound of the bat, the way he hits it, the way he plays. And it seems that every sort of test he has given, he has passed. Spring training, you know, make it till the very end, till roster announced, did it. Double A, prove us that you can hit, did it. JJ, Ned, George, all these greats with eyeballs are going to come see if you pass the test. Did it. Now you're in AAA. The future is bright. And it's just kind of hilarious how foreshadowing the season can be, where a team can't, like you said, and I've said it, hit themselves out of a wet paper sack right now.
Right.
Can he be the guy that changes that? I don't know. But when Bobby Wood Jr. had that hitting streak and we had Cotrero on the show, he said, when one guy starts doing something, it affects everybody. And if Caglione comes up here and is a jolt in this lineup, because he's been one in AA and AAA, he's got to nail AAA, I think, the same way he did AA, then yes, I do believe it could be contagious. And I think it could be something that, fortunately, maybe, with expectations already there, people will just be, all right.
Like, if this was a year ago and this lineup was producing like it did last year, four and a half, 5 runs per ball game, driving in everybody from third base with less than 2 outs and all that kind of stuff, and producing like they were, I would feel more comfortable with him up here in that lineup last year than I would in this lineup this year, because he's not going to have an opportunity this year to really showcase who he is, because I think he's going to be that guy that a lot of people start pitching around, right? And then he starts chasing pitches and gets, you know, out of sorts and whatnot. You know how people get impatient in life and whatnot. And so I just think, you know, as long as these guys start turning it around at the big league level and Salvi starts to figure it out a little bit, getting very concerned now, I think more so today, and we'll talk to Vern about it in about an hour, but I'm more concerned about Salvi now than just about anybody on this roster at this point in time. But if guys can figure it out and turn it around and give this kid protection in the lineup, and he can just be a guy and not the guy, like, look at, again, and I hate to continue to make the Chiefs examples, but what the Chiefs have done has really can lay the groundwork for all these other sports. And if you're not really following their blueprint, you're probably doing it wrong. When they brought Patrick Mahomes in, they had a veteran guy, obviously, in Alex Smith. But more importantly, when they finally were ready to have Patrick Mahomes come up to the big league level, if you will, and be that starting quarterback, what did they do? They immediately went out and got Sammy Watkins. They gave him that veteran, reliable guy that he knew he could have in his back pocket when he needed a big play. Sammy Watkins was that guy. That was the plan. Obviously, we saw Patrick didn't need Sammy Watkins, but that was the game plan of going in. Jack needs a couple of those guys in the lineup to be hitting so he doesn't have to go out there and score you 55 points a game, because that's going to be physically impossible. And so that's why I look at next year. Like, no matter when he comes up, there's going to be pressure on him. But if he comes up in the middle of a lineup, again, that can't hit themselves out of a wet paper bag and is averaging 1.9 runs per ball game, the immense pressure on him to be that catalyst, I don't want that for him. I don't want that for us either, because if he doesn't get the job, then we're all walking around talking about, like, oh, what another bust, you know? And I'm not ready for that conversation. I'm not ready to have fans see that. I'm ready for this kid to come up in a, and no situation again is perfect, but a better situation than where this team is right now from an offensive standpoint.
It's like that rookie quarterback who, you know, he could come in and play, but it's not necessarily the best situation, best team. Might as well just have him sit and learn. More detriment could happen if he came in and play. That's kind of your take?
Yeah, I think so.
Or you're the Atlanta Falcons and your starting quarterback has gone winless in 5 weeks and thrown 10 interceptions and 0 touchdowns, and Michael Penix needs to start.
And there is that. But that's the difference between football and baseball, right? In football, it's like, bring him up. Let's go. Play right away. In baseball, well, let's make sure you're down in the minors and you get this thing all worked out and you're ready to rock and roll. And so I guess if there was a minor league in football, does Penix make the jump up? I don't know what the answer to that question is. We've never had to be in that situation before, but I think we've been here with Cags before. Obviously, you see a lot of players come up to the big league level and not get the job done. A lot is on them. A lot is on the situation in which they're brought up in. But like I said, I still think the best move for this ball club is to find a bat outside the organization. Who that is, who that guy can be, I don't have an answer for that. I don't think many people do right now. But if you're going to be a playoff team, you still need another big league bat in this lineup on this roster.
One word.
First name is Blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
Dumb.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Take away, Mac. I love that cut of Michael Scott, man. I was watching The Office again this weekend.
Have you seen the commercial with him and Jim from The Office for...
I don't think I have.
What the hell was the commercial? I was watching it last night, and I'm like...
Damn, I need to look that up. Him and Krasinski?
Yeah. What the hell is the commercial for? Now I'm drawing a blank, but I was watching it last night. I'm like, okay.
I saw a new commercial. I think it was on CBS yesterday, watching the PGA Championship. Yeah. There's a new show coming out called DMV.
It looks like it's kind of themed like The Office.
Like the Department of Motor Vehicle. Oh, that could be good. Who's in it?
I think it was Tim Meadows. It wasn't Tim Meadows. But the two people show up to work. The place is completely bonkers. And says, all right, let's do this. And it just says, DMV coming soon. I'm going to give it a shot.
Has anybody ever enjoyed their DMV experience ever?
Oh, yeah, I have. One time. When I realized you can reserve your online reservation for your license. And I walked in. The lady said, license plate or driver's license? I said, oh, I have an appointment. She went, oh, see that green cone chair? I was like, yep. She goes, that. Lady gets done with somebody, gets up, goes, next available appointment. I walked like Vince McMahon walks down the ramp, and everybody in the chair rose, looked at me like I was a Richard. I was like, hey, you can do it too.
That's on you. If you don't know to make an appointment now, sorry, that's your problem, not ours.
Next available appointment, no chance. All right,
I guess the last time I went to the DMV, I got hit on, and my daughter was telling everybody, dad pulls.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
dad pulls.
I just want to win, Jim.
No doubt.
All right, one word on the Royals this last weekend.
Sad.
Devastating.
Mm. It was a terrible weekend. Yep, Not only did you lose 2 out of 3, almost lost all 3 games to the Cardinals, barely scored a run, you also lost Lugo and Reagans to the disabled list. Right now, people I've talked to, you DFA'd a guy, which is a good move. That guy's making some cash.
$4.5 million.
So they're eating $4.5 million. That's brilliant. Glass never would have done that. And so I think the Lugo and Reagans thing, I talked to somebody yesterday in the organization, not worried at all. It's more of a precautionary thing at this point in time. But this is the second time now this Reagans groin injury kind of popped up. And so I don't know what you do in that situation. If you just, like you mentioned it earlier, maybe you shut him down for a month to get it back to where it needs to be, because this Cameron kid's pitching good.
Yeah, it's essentially 3 starts.
Yep.
This was there Friday, pretty close, watching him walk off. And as soon as he came off, is everybody, that hammy again? Is that hammy again? So devastating this weekend, because you let those Cardinals fans come into your house, kick your ass, and cheer. It's so annoying. I hate it.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. One word, something that's not unfortunate, one word on Jack Caglione being called up to AAA.
Time. Like, it was time.
Okay. Like, give it time or it's
no,
time?
No, it was
or...
time. It was time. Time. I mean, what more could he have done at AA? It's like me at a Chinese buffet back in the day in college for $5. Sir, it's 7 o'clock. You need to go. I'm like, I've only been here 6 hours.
We literally don't have any lo mein left because of you.
Oh, God. The Chinese buffet behind King Arthur's back in the day was like $5.95. That's the thing that's gone up in price, too. The price of the Chinese buffet.
But at least you can eat your weight and cash in it. You're not just getting one or two items and you're like, here, sorry, it is what it is. Like, I'm getting my money's worth today.
Yeah, that was always like a Sunday after a night of drinking. Load up on the Chinese buffet, crab rangoon, egg roll. Let's go.
And you had to get home quick. And a little soft serve
machine, a twist ice cream cone. Legendary.
One word, Jack Caglione promoted, baby. Like, that's what you need to see. This is the process. This is an actual process that you can trust.
unlike stadiums and Joel Embiid, or maybe they're the same thing. This is a process that can be trusted. This is a proven process from spring training to AA to now AAA. If you're a diehard Royals fan, you should be wanting this to absolutely take the ground running and go off into it. He'll have the day off today, then the AAA career will start, and let's just hope that it's fireworks like it was in AA.
Did I see a commercial with Joel Embiid in it yesterday as well?
No, I don't think so.
I think I did.
Okay. NBA Final Four is set. We've got the Knicks and the Pacers. Classic matchup going back to the 90s. And then the other side, we've got the Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. One word on the NBA Final Four.
New. Mm-hmm. No, three of the four teams have never won a championship, and the Knicks haven't won one since the early 70s.
Yeah, 52 years.
This is for people like, you want something new? This is it. You got new. And you're looking at it and you go, I'd rather have the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, it's because I said something yesterday on Twitter. I said the West Side is Ant versus SGA, and then the Knicks. And then it's, hey, everybody, you know, the Pacers are good too. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying that's the story of what we have in the Final Four of the NBA. And I think that you do hit it on the head right there with what new. Who's the face? Is it SGA? Is it, you know, the Canadian, you know, point guard that plays for the Thunder that everyone forgets that he's not Team USA? Mm-hmm. Or is it Ant? Is it a little tough guy, you know? We thought DaBaby was going to be the next big rapper. Didn't turn out. Mm-hmm. Fell short. Is Ant the next big face of the NBA? Got a little bad guy to him. Got a little pizzazz. Jumps out of a gym. Is exciting. Minnesota never won anything.
Nope.
Lost Garnett.
Literally goes in any sport. Like,
right. Oh, the Twins.
Yeah.
But the Twins haven't done it since, what, 91, right?
91.
That's the last championship won in Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken.
The last time they had a winning streak of longer than 11 games.
Oh, was it really?
They just did it this past.
Oh, wow. Damn, I didn't know that.
Damn.
Yeah. I love those late 80s, early 90s Twins teams, man. Those were so much fun to watch.
Gary Gaetti, Paul Molitor, Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett was my idol. Fat guy who could run fast. I couldn't run fast, yeah. But boy, he was every fat kid's idol.
But yeah, so the final, I'm interested in new is good. I think those are two good words because obviously no dog in the fight. He's got the Knicks.
What, if the Knicks win this thing, is Brunson the face of the NBA? Or are we still going to be looking for the new? Why? He's a Knick. They won the championship for the first time in 50 years.
He just doesn't have that.
Man. Yeah, it's
doesn't have the, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like Bobby couldn't be the face of baseball.
I got you. Okay.
He's great. Yeah. He's a stud.
He's just not that guy.
But he just doesn't give you he doesn't move your needle. Yeah. I mean, mine, but like he just like, hey, it's Bobby Wood Jr. It's like,
yeah,
all right.
No,
if Jason Tatum couldn't be the face of the league, I'd be shocked if Jalen Brunson could, to be honest.
Jalen Brown's now injured too. They say he has a bad meniscus.
Partially
that Boston
torn meniscus.
Celtics team, since they sold it, has gone downhill. It has gone to hell in a handbasket.
It's like you don't get mad at George Strait when you go see him concert, right? You know he's gonna play the hits, be up there, it's not gonna be entertaining. Garth Brooks, though. That's a front man.
That's
like,
a front
that's
man.
That's a guy you can go. But they're still both talented.
Right.
They're still both great and legacies. But it's like you go to George Strait concert, you're like, you ain't going to move, man. You're going to stand there and sing every song that you know word for word. And then Garth's going to go up there and run this way and run that way and fly
but
out.
But both
the
give you exactly what you expected, and it's not a disappointment. I went to Garth Brooks years ago. Not Garth Brooks. George Strait years ago. Mm-hmm. Three songs in, he goes, I can't sing tonight. I'm done. Come back next week.
And he did it.
Yeah, he did it. Everybody went back next week. Concert started just like it did the last time. And
that's great.
Yeah. I think even Martina McBride came back, if I'm not mistaken. She opened for him. They just hit the reset button and did it the following week. Yeah.
Well, he did a double night, went out there one night, sang, lost his voice, came out the next night. I was like, this isn't what you guys paid for. I'll be back.
It was awesome. I couldn't tell that it was my first George Strait concert, my only George Strait concert, and because he stole my song If It Wasn't for Breakfast, right?
Of course.
I mean, yeah. If It Wasn't for Breakfast, he ripped off and turned into If It Wasn't for Texas. But it was remarkable. I really got a lot of respect for him that night because most of these singers would just gutted through onto the next, you know, don't care. Sorry. You couldn't tell that George wasn't, but he wasn't feeling himself. And he said, athletes did that. Imagine if pitchers got pulled like in the third inning and they had to refund everybody. Come back next time. Free ticket.
Yeah. LeBron fouls out. Hey, come back next week.
I didn't give you what I wanted. Right.
Sorry, we didn't plan on having a position player pitch. Didn't expect getting beat 14-1. Come back tomorrow. It's on us.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine if sports did something like that where you didn't, like, that would be a great promotion for, like, a team like the Orioles right now who stink. Mm. Hey, if we don't give you what you want and we lose by three or more at home, you get a game on us.
Yeah. Free beer, something like that.
Something. No, I think you give them a game on them. There's plenty of tickets to be had. It's not costing you anything. You get them into the ballpark, then they'll buy them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The beer, you know? True. Like the Orioles lose yesterday 10-4. Hey, we got our ass kicked yesterday. We didn't give you what you wanted. Here's a voucher for a free ticket. Come back another time and give us another chance.
They did do that. They said, our manager is no longer
the manager. Yeah,
they
did.
So you win.
Fourth worst winning percentage right now in Major League Baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.